Welcome to the Persephone program for November 1st, 2022. We're in the eclipse portal and we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the astrology of November, which is pretty wild. Starting out with a lot of drama, with, you know, being in the eclipse portal and with the big old lunar eclipse coming up on our midterm election day here in the United States. We've got a lot going on. We have a lot going on energetically. We have some big drama. And then later in the month, we have some harmonizing factors. But let's talk about the eclipse, right? We have Mars retrograde, which is a, you know, biannual event. So it's fairly rare. We've got Mars making a lot of aspects this month too. And we'll talk about that. Today is All Saints Day, so Dia de los Muertos time period. We just had Halloween yesterday, and the day before that we had our Mars retrograde. And today I'm very triggered. I don't know how about you guys, but I'm really trying to be careful in this particular eclipse portal because on the 25th of October, just a week ago, we had our new moon solar eclipse in Scorpio. And then we're coming up to our full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus. And these are my own nodal axis. That is that the nodes of the moon, and I've talked about this a lot, which are elliptical points where the moon's orbit around the earth meets the earth's orbit around the sun, the ecliptic. This point is triggered, because I'm having my nodal return this year. So for any of you guys that have your own nodes of the moon in Taurus Scorpio, this is an important year. You're either having your half nodal or your full nodal return. And usually shit happens, okay? And sometimes it's out of your control. And the big, you know, where you find where this is happening is the house that the nodes fall in, the house that the eclipse falls in, and also some of the bigger picture patterns and cycles that are happening in your own astrology too. So these eclipses are like little trigger points for events. So anyway, today we're at this first quarter waxing square where we have a moon in Aquarius, you know, we've got the sun in Scorpio. That means that the sun and the moon are square each other today. The moon is square Venus and the moon is square Uranus and our moon is conjunct Saturn. So I am just like, interesting. So I'm upset about the election. I'm upset about lots of stuff, but I am going to try and give you guys some information about the astrology of the time. And let's talk about that. Okay. So the first week, of this immense month of November, we're kind of like walking in with one of the very first aspects being obviously the moon-sun square today, but being the Mars retrograde. And it is at 25 degrees of Gemini. And so if you have, wherever you have in your own astrology, the sign of Gemini. So you look to the house that Gemini rules, either the whole house or whatever house system you're using, you look for that. And Mars, I've mentioned before, is going to be in Gemini for approximately 7 months this year, which is very long when you think about the fact that normally it only spends about 6 weeks in a sign. People that have planets in Gemini, sun, moon, or any of the planets in Gemini, if you have planets in any of the mutable signs, Sagittarius, Pisces, Gemini, you're going to be a little triggered also. And triggering is a great description of what happens at the eclipse, but it also is a great description for a Mars retrograde because Mars is going to be, you know, not in, you know, Mars is going to be bound, if that makes sense, you know, by the retrograde. So, you know, what happens when we get bound, when our assertive nature is restrained, is that we feel frustrated, okay? And we can get triggered and blow up we could blow up at ourselves. We could blow up internally. We can get our stress levels can go crazy. So it's important that you look at that area and you realize that this is an area you need to work on. Okay. Because Mars is there too. You're going to take action, or you hopefully did take action earlier, you know, in September. And now you're going to have to review that action and you're going to have to go back over that action. So where is your Mars? Where is Mars right now? For me, Gemini rules my sixth house, the natural house of Virgo, the house of health, the house of work, the house of daily disciplines, food, nutrition, wellness, even dis-ease. So I'm working on that. I recently did some major adulting, got a full checkup, blood work. I mean, this is not something that I do very often at all. I got a colonoscopy. Interestingly enough, that happened at the solar eclipse. And the solar eclipse was in Scorpio, which has rulership over the bowels and the elimination, you know, the partial elimination system, as well as the sex organs. So the fact that I was, you know, basically like taking laxative and cleansing my bowels and like investigating, you know, a camera inside of my, you know, lower intestine is just so scorpionic. It was really interesting that that was going on. But anyway, I'm doing the disciplined, boring, stupid checkup, Virgoan work of my sixth house that, you know, and that's my focus right now. And actually like working on my diet and, you know, stuff like that, you know, because as we get older, and honestly, for me, I've had such good health for almost my entire life. And as you may know, I'm going to be 56 soon. I haven't had to deal with anything really. So I haven't done a lot of maintenance and checkup because I didn't have to. And now, I mean, really ever since, I guess my 50s, you know, just little things have to be tweaked. Blood pressure is a little high, things like that. Anyway, where is your Gemini? Okay. So, you know, look, if you've got, you know, an Aries ascendant, Gemini is going to be your third house, and you're going to need to look at and tweak your how you are expressing yourself and communicating, the types of ideas that you're bringing into your mind. You know, if it's Taurus, you're looking at your we're looking at your second house, you know, of earned income. So you're going to have to work on bringing, you know, and that also is a place of real estate and assets and your personal resources. You're going to need to work on that, you know, and so on. I'm not going to go through the entire zodiac because you guys are smarter than that. Where is your Mars retrograde? This is a place you need to work on. Now, Mars will be retrograde from October 25th to January 12th. So remember that. Just allow yourself to do small inner work in this particular arena of life. Okay. So it's going to move from 25 degrees to 19 degrees of Gemini through the retrograde and then go direct again. And it'll be in Gemini until March. And so there's, God, and next year we got a lot going on. We got Pluto moving to Aquarius. We got Saturn moving to Pisces. Ooh, big, big, big stuff going on. But anyway, for now, we're in the eclipse portal. We're a week till this like major lunar eclipse. We just had this Mars retrograde. I want you to review that. And our first week includes on the 6th, right before the lunar eclipse, a Venus square Saturn aspect. So the planet Venus and Mercury are currently in the sign of Scorpio along with the Sun. And they will both be moving to Sagittarius mid-month on the 17th and 18th of November. But for now, we've got Sun, Mercury, Venus, all in Scorpio. And Venus in Scorpio is what they call in, you know, in its detriment. I don't like to say that, you know, there's exalted and domicile and detriment, but it's a harder place for Venus to express the full bounty, you know, of her essence. It's a secretive place. So we have a Venus square Saturn aspect, and that ties into the full moon. And in that, we have this energy, and the full moon is at 16 degrees of Taurus, by the way. And it's 16 odd seconds or whatever. 16 degrees and so-and-so minutes and seconds of Taurus, very close to 17 degrees. And we have the moon conjoined with Uranus in a T-square opposing. A T-square is an opposition, 180-degree opposition, with both those opposing planets squaring another. And so we have moon and Uranus square Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Saturn, and or opposing Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Saturn. I mean, in Scorpio, opposing, and those all square Saturn. So basically what's going on is the Sun and the Moon, Uranus, Mercury, Venus, are all in relationship with Saturn. So if you think about this full moon coming up, this lunar, complete total lunar eclipse happening on the 8th, which is election day, we've got the feelings of people being, you know, rebellious and galvanized, and we have, you know, Venus, which is, you know, female issues and our need and desire for love and pleasure being very much like denied a little bit, because all of this energy is, you know, Saturn is squaring it, and Saturn is quite strong in its sign of domicile. And it's like there's going to be a lack of joy, I think, in regards to the events leading up to and around the November 8th time period and this lunar eclipse. It's going to be very wonky. And if you feel like you are you know, over emotional or you're being triggered or whatever, please take some time to do as much self-care. Remember, Taurus and a moon in Taurus, you know, without all of this wonky energy, you know, moon in Taurus is an exalted moon. That is, the moon is in an exaltation. It is in a happy and high place in Taurus. And it is and can be a wonderful time for sensual self-care and pleasure. But this energy is like, nope, everywhere you turn, especially with Venus opposed, you know, there's a lack of pleasure. There's a lack of harmony. Those are Venus's, you know, domain, you know, is pleasure and harmony and relatedness. And there's like a lack of relatedness, a lack of pleasure, a lack of harmony. And then there's this Uranian, I feel like a Molotov cocktail, you know, like a light and, or some kind of ignition of, this Uranian energy igniting a fervor in people. So this lunar eclipse is not a good one. You know, it is a time where I think that the best thing for us to do is to be as grounded and self-care oriented as we can, to not allow ourselves to be triggered or even to go off on anyone else, and really be careful and be as cognizant as you can. Look to where you have Taurus in your astrology, mid Taurus, and that is where this lunar eclipse is going to fall. So if you're thinking like, okay, well, you know, there's these big picture things happening. We've got, you know, this sense of volatility, you know, with a moon Uranus conjunction, and it's opposing our Sun, Venus, Mercury. So it's opposing like the rational and pleasure seeking and communicative sides of us. And they're all being squared by Saturn, which is a sense of like authoritarianism or, you know, or a boundary, or just even kind of like this feeling of oppression. So if you feel that way, really try and spend some time doing what a good moon in Taurus does best, which is self-care, okay? Stay home, take care of yourself, don't do high magic, don't put yourself in a situation where you're at a bar and you're at the, you know, everybody's watching the election on the news and you guys are getting drunk and screaming and yelling and, you know, be safe. I'm going to do like some really good salt baths and use some Venusian herbs, you do lavender and rose oil to kind of like, you know, get into a sense of harmony. So we have all of that going on. Okay. And I want to say that even though Venus is in her detriment, until she moves Sagittarius, in the middle of the month, we do have Mercury conjunct the sun and creating a new cycle. So there's like a new beginning with our ability to communicate, and to, you know, create a, I guess, cohesive, line of, messages. And so I think that we can't forget that even in the midst of this. So there is hope even in the midst of this, the craziness of next week. So get ready for a lunar eclipse. And my suggestion would be like, stay home, be safe, you know, take salt baths, you know, douse yourself in sage yourself, you know, lavender, all that kind of stuff. And so we have Venus and Mercury moving from Scorpio to Sagittarius mid-month. So after like the 17th, I think that we are moving into a more potentially buoyant time. So first we're going to have Venus and Mercury move into Sagittarius. And then on the 22nd, we have the sun move to Sagittarius. And that is the week of Thanksgiving. And after that, we've got a lovely new moon in Sagittarius too. So, on the 23rd, well, we've got the sun moving on the 22nd. And on the 23rd, we have a Jupiter direct. Finally, Jupiter's been retrograde for 4 months. Oh, let me back up. On the 20th, the sun is trine Jupiter. Okay, even though Jupiter is still retrograde. That is traditionally considered to be a wonderful day when the sun is trine Jupiter. It's still, even though Jupiter is retrograde on the 20th and not moving direct till the 23rd, it's still a good day to circle for making some new plans or setting out plans for healing, plans for, you know, the year. It's a great time for justice. It's a great time if you want to start something that maybe has something to do with the judicial system, you could begin that. The 21st, Mercury is conjunct Venus, which is lovely. And then on the 22nd, we have Sun in Sagittarius. And the 23rd, Jupiter is direct on a new moon. So the end of the month is really important. I want to mention that like one of the last days of the month, November 29th, will have a Venus and Mars opposition. So Venus has moved to Sag, Mars is retrograde in Gemini, and we have an opposition. And when Venus and Mars oppose, you know, if you're thinking about collectively, like Venus is our pleasure principle, right? She's in Sagittarius, so she's a little bit more like sunnier and kind of like, hey, 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 you know. And Mars is in Gemini, and we've got, you know, a Mars in Gemini, like trying, you know, because Mars is retrograde, Mars is not going to win. So Venus and Mars, even though they're opposition, I think Venus is a lot stronger. And focusing more on hope, on the holidays, on potential ways to create relatedness in your life, whether you are, like, if you've got, you know, if you're fighting with your lover, or you're fighting with someone at work or whatever, you want to make sure that you're seeing both sides and that you are choosing, I would say, diplomacy and harmony over might, okay? Because might does not make right in this, especially with the Mars retrograde. So this, the 23rd is really nice. The new moon is at 5:57 p.m. Jupiter turns direct, which rules the new moon. And there's this feeling of like, okay, maybe we can leave behind the tumult of the last period of time. So this month is wacky. It's contentious, especially the lunar eclipse. And again, please be careful. Be careful driving. Be careful traveling. Because there may be some bottled up kind of violence associated with that time period. So do be careful. And the week of the new moon, which is the week of the 21st, I think that is a fine time period to travel, to make plans again, to create alliances and harmony. But this eclipse portal is an opportunity for you to release and cleanse some of the trauma of the past, some of the, you know, that South Node in Scorpio wants, the dark side needs to be acknowledged in all of us. We do have to like bring it up into the light. And because the North Node is in Taurus, this also has something to do with all of the things that we use to sustain ourselves, including food and money and comfort and security. So, you know, these issues are going to come up for you and for all of us, and we need to pay attention to where we are hurt, how we are hurt, and how we can move into a harmonious, remember, think Venus, which rules Taurus and rules that lunar eclipse, even though she's not strong, she's in her detriment right now, she's still there. We have to pay attention to our need for harmony. We have to pay attention to our need for relatedness, even as we are galvanized to change and grow. So this eclipse season and this Mars retrograde, which will last, remember, Mars retrograde will last till January 12th. Please be careful. Do not fly off the handle. Be as cognizant and aware of yourself, aware of your actions and reactions, especially your reactions, so that you can catch yourself before, you know, you do anything or fly off the handle, you know? That would be my suggestion for you. I think this is going to be an interesting month. Keep the faith. Next year, we've got a lot of really interesting big changes. And please, like, be safe, be aware, cleanse yourself, and, you know, speak your truth, but don't give anybody shit for your truth. I try not to, but I was like very triggered today and posted something about Republicans because I was shocked to hear that the Republicans are ahead in our Nevada state elections. I cannot believe it, but it looks to be true. And I'm mortified. Anyway, have a great day. Stay safe, and more soon.